No, that was South Park.
Right here on my phone.
That's why, because I couldn't go with Baby Got Back. I just, no matter what she, her claim is.
So what did you give her?
It's South Park. Here, wait, I'll find it.
503-733-2970 is the Rick Emerson Radio Show. Thank you for coming along.
No, I've got to just choose ringtones for everybody and stick with it and then never change again. Because otherwise it just becomes... It just becomes this thing that you're constantly wanting to alter.
Let me see here.
Oh, I got Scotty's, too. I had thought of choosing something cruel for Scotty, and then I decided not to because I've decided that Scotty's day-to-day existence was cruel enough. This, by complete coincidence, Scotty had asked me, when I was talking about my ringtones yesterday, he had actually typed on the screen, he's like, I call out KC and the Sunshine Band. And unbeknownst to him, completely by coincidence, I had selected as Scotty's ringtone. Wait for it. Little KC and the Sunshine Band. Because Scotty is lame and has terrible taste in music. Let's see, what else do we have here? I had something. Oh, and I told you, I played you the Meatloaf one, right?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
And then I've got Tim's. Oh, this is Lowe's. It's easy being white. It ain't easy being proud. All this pressure to be proud. I got children all over town. So there you go. So that'll be fun when it goes off in some sort of a meeting, some sort of a department head meeting at some point. It's 503-733-2970.
What was Tim's?
I should actually get to Tim's, but this is the one you just heard. This is Lara's.
God has smiled upon you this day.
From South Park, the movie. The fate of a nation. This is the La Resistance medley. And I won't bore everybody by going through every one of my ringtones. It's not as exciting as Crumb Talk, I know. Here's Tim's. So there you go.
You are so weird.
Well, they can't just... You want to hear the terrible ringtones that come on this phone. I mean, it's a great phone and all, but I mean... And plus, there's no option on this Q, which is what Q that I own. You can't buy... There's no online purchasing option, which I guess they figure you don't need because you can just stick an MP3 on there. So as a result, the preloaded ringtones are awful. I mean, they're terrible. They're way worse than the ones on my old phone, so I had to do something about them. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Coming up at the bottom of the hour... you just heard creation of core listeners right there with that bit. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop will be talking to us. We've got Spot the Fake rap lyrics. We'll be giving away some tickets to Rockfest 11. As soon as Scotty J brings me I've managed to misplace the lyrics for Spot the Fake metal lyrics. I had them and then I lost them somewhere. Oh, do we have them? What?
That's the only real ones I have.
You don't need to whisper when the microphones are on. It's pointless.
Okay, that's the only real
ones. And these are the fake lyrics?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, fantastic. These are terrible. All right. Excellent. All right. So I'll tell you what. We'll do some of these here in a second. And later on, we've got Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. We should actually go back to the City Desk, though, because there's so much news we got to get to today before it becomes outdated. And we've been sort of given short shrift to the news this week. So we're going to go back to the City Desk in just a moment. And right now, we're going to take caller number 5. So, Scotty, so just be dealing with the phones. Just take caller number 5 here. And we'll come back and we'll do this in a minute. We'll take caller number 5 at 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970 to play Spot the Fake metal lyrics. If you are successful at correctly discerning which metal lyric has been fabricated by the razor-sharp mind of Scotty J, you want a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11 happening at Columbia Meadows tomorrow. Tickets still available, I think, at all Tickets West outlets. And they're like $35 a throw or something, Alice in Chains and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, it's Tim Riley.
From high down the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Beat Tim Riley reporting breaking news. Mel Gibson has been arrested for DUI in Los Angeles.
Oh!
No!
Well, too much blood of the lamb will do that to you.
Yep. Is that really true?
That's fantastic.
We only have truthful news here.
Do we have a breaking news sound of some kind? We'll just do this.
From the CBS News Center.
What?
Portland, Oregon.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Definitely.
All right.
So this, when was he arrested? Just now?
Today, apparently.
All right. That's
God
fantastic.
Bless him.
That's the best news. Thank you, Mel Gibson. God bless you.
That's so good, it doesn't seem like it could be real.
Oh, it's, I wonder if he was belligerent. I hope they had to pistol whip him. I hope he got all uppity.
Take him down.
I hope they had to tase him. I hope they had to put him in a restraining hold. I hope he started going crazy and thinking he was Riggs, and that they had to knock out several of his teeth with the butt of a gun. That's the and that there's footage of it from KTLA, and that they show it over and over again on television. And I get to see his teeth. That is the teeth of Mel Gibson, religious nutcase. Mm-hmm. That I get to see his teeth being broken off at the gum line in living color every hour on the hour for the next week and a half. That would be fantastic. Yeah, could I just tell you this right now?
Please do.
If that were to happen, because now do we know this is true? Is this from a real news source or just the Drudge Report?
It's kind of from Fox.
But see, you know, Fox would probably hold off on reporting it, though, because they are the network of God and all right-thinking people. So if Fox is reporting it, it's probably real. So we know that it happened. So Mel Gibson, by the way, if you're just listening, Mel Gibson arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. In Los Angeles?
That's correct.
Yes. In Los Angeles. So, again, I will make to you the solemn vow that if I were able to see footage of Mel Gibson drunk and resisting arrest and being beaten relentlessly in the face with a nightstick, that would almost be enough to make me believe in God. Right there. I would almost give my life to sweet holy Jesus who has washed me of my sins at this very moment. If that would. So, just that's a little deal between me and God right there.
Meanwhile, time for something brand new. This is about serial killers.
Oh, wait. Is this on me? Okay, hold
it
on.
It is.
Let me find this here. I want to note right now, as we go back to the City Desk, and then we'll play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics, mm-hmm. and we got some other stuff coming up. But I did not create this watch theme that we're about to play. This was created by our good friend Aaron, Geek in the City.
Hold me like you did by the lake on Naboo.
He sent this to me last night, and the little note said, "Good God, this is wrong, yet I was giggling while I created it." Aaron. So, this is from Aaron, Geek in the City. He sent this to me. If you are put off by or disturbed by this in any way, which I know Sarah was when we were previewing it earlier, please to be directing your comments and criticism about this to Aaron. I am merely the vessel here. I am merely the messenger for this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the inaugural edition of the Rick Emerson Serial Killer Watch. That's fantastic. Well done, sir. Sorry. Maybe it's just me. Here's Tim Riley.
Dateline Denver. Robert Charles Brown told investigators...
God damn.
He used ether to knock out one woman he was trying to seduce.
Ether? I barely knew her.
Then used an ice pick on her. He said he used ant killer to subdue another woman and stabbed her nearly 30 times with a screwdriver.
Good Lord.
In all, the man already served a life sentence for murdering a child. Told investigators he killed 49 people starting in 1970.
Now, 49, why is that number significant?
Because it's one more than the Green River Killer.
See, so he's probably making this up. This sounds like a whole lot of convenient. No, I killed... How many of the Green River guy killed?
48.
I killed 49. And, with Ant Killer, too. This sounds like a whole lot of serial killing one-upmanship. Now, here's why. Here's why you know it's one-upmanship and not... I didn't even print this out this morning because I was just sort of glancing through the headlines. And we had this guy somewhere up to our eyeballs in killers lately. There was this guy that we talked to Jim Roop about who was in Los Angeles. And the Los Angeles guy... To keep these straight here. The Los Angeles guy, whose name I forget... is in prison in Los Angeles for killing two women.
Mm-hmm.
Then he somehow comes out with, oh, by the way, I killed like 54 others, including, they think, maybe some women in Portland, but then like half the women they thought he killed, it turns out that they're still around, they're like living in Germany. So that was yesterday.
Correct.
And then this morning, I'm reading headlines like, man in Boulder may have killed 48 women. And in my head, I thought, well, it's just the same guy. And so I gloss over, but this is a completely separate guy.
Yes.
But as far as we know, there's no evidence to back this up. This is just sort of a specious claim that he is making. Mm-hmm. All right. He's just trying to, see, there's the thing, he's just trying to,
it's a cry for help.
He's just trying to get some sort of book deal out of this, because the Green River guy is 48, and he's the killingest of all.
So the other claims include 17 murders in Louisiana, 9 in Colorado, 7 in Texas, 5 in Arkansas, 3 in Mississippi, 2 each in California, New Mexico, and Oklahoma, 1 in Washington State.
Well, see, they are from places where nobody would really notice anyone missing.
It was Brown who spurred investigators to take another look at his past when he sent an unsolicited letter to prosecutors in 2000 that said, quote, seven sacred virgins entombed side by side. Those less worthy are scattered wide. The score is you won, the other team 48.
Did Scotty J. write this letter?
I don't know. The letter included a map traced from an atlas, which showed outlines of Colorado, Washington, California, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Brown wrote a number inside each state for a total of 48. Authorities say Brown, a neighbor, gave much thought to the killings before or after he forgot names and had trouble with details, once mixing up two victims during interviews with investigators.
Nah, he's making this up. I can totally tell. It sounds like way too much detail for a guy who's obviously a puny brain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. Is that it?
That's it. Yeah.
There you go. There's the inaugural edition of the Rick Emerson, Sarah's already cringing, Serial Killer Watch.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Jesus. Oh. It's deeply disturbing. I did not create that, by the way. That's Aaron who did that.
That just makes me feel icky. It's just wrong.
Okay. Okay, well, let's do one more, and then we'll do Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. You should do the Lindsay Lohan thing. Because
that's what I have right about.
Okay, because that's going to be old news if we don't get to it.
Lindsay Lohan's hard partying antics and recent bout with heat exhaustion has left one Hollywood big shot steamed. So he wrote this blistering letter. This is from James G. Robinson, the CEO of Morgan Creek Productions. It reads...
I've got the letter here.
Okay.
All right, let me read part of this. This is because you do have the whole thing, or do you have...
I had the whole thing.
Okay, let me read part of this here, and then you can do the wraparound, as they say. Mm-hmm. So this is from Morgan Creek, and they are working on that... is it Georgia Rule? That's that movie with Felicity Huffman and Lindsay Lohan. So this is... And by the way, you can tell that she's a junkie, in my opinion, Dan, because this is delivered... They don't even have a room number. Just Lindsay Lohan, care of Chateau Marmont, which is where Belushi snuffed it. And that's where Billy... what's his name? Billy West? No, not Billy West. Who's that guy in Entourage that directed Queens Boulevard? Billy, that's where he was living, is the Chateau Marmont.
Is that what it's supposed to be?
It's sort of an upscale place for celebrities, but it's also become really, really synonymous with celebrities who are junkies, strung out, otherwise addicted to whatever. Huh. It's where Belushi died. It's not where Morrison died, but I think Morrison overdosed there once. Anyway, this is from James Robinson, CEO of Morgan Creek Pictures. Dear Lindsay... Since the commencement of principal photography in Georgia Rule, you have failed to arrive on the set repeatedly. Today you did not, failed to arrive on time to the set repeatedly. Today you did not show for work all day. I am told you don't plan to come to work tomorrow because you are, quote, not feeling well. And your representatives have told us that your various late arrivals and absences to the set have been a result of illness. Today we were told it was, quote, heat exhaustion, end quote. I am well aware, Lindsay Lohan, that your ongoing all-night heavy partying is the real reason for your, quote, exhaustion, end quote. We refuse to accept bogus excuses for your behavior. To date, Lindsay Lohan, your actions on Georgia Rule have been discourteous, irresponsible, and unprofessional. You have acted like a spoiled child, and in doing so, you have alienated your co-workers and endangered the quality of this picture. Moreover, Lindsay Lohan, your actions have resulted in hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. We, Lindsay Lohan, will not tolerate your actions any further. It's the best day of my life. Mel Gibson arrested for DUI. Mm-hmm. Guy bitch slaps Lindsay Lohan in a letter. If you do not honor your production commitments, including your scheduled call time tomorrow and any call times thereafter, we will hold you personally accountable, Lindsay Lohan. Which means that in addition to pursuing full monetary damages, we will take such other remedies and steps as we deem necessary, read firing, to preserve the integrity of Georgia Rule production and Morgan Creek's financial interests. I urge you to take this letter seriously and conduct yourself professionally. Sincerely, and then it's signed, James G. Robinson, CEO, Morgan Creek Productions. And here's the best part. This, he did what they've done to me several times when I've been fired. He CC'd everyone in the building on it.
Mm-hmm.
You look down there, it's about a CC, which the kids don't know. Sarah, do you know what CC stands for?
Something copy.
Yes, do you know what the first word is?
No.
Carbon copy.
Oh, I was going to say that. I didn't know.
I don't even think I'm old enough to have carbon copied anything. Carbon copied, and then he carbon copies like 100 people at the bottom. And it, all the way in down to the janitor, I think.
That's a very strong, I mean, it's signature, too.
It is. It's like a, do, I urge you now not to test me on this point, Lindsay Lohan. Which is great. And you know that he's the one. Where was this printed? Was it in, did it just go to the Smoking Gun, or has this turned up in, like, Variety or something?
This came from the Smoking Gun.
You know, but you know that he's the one that sent it. Mm-hmm. Him or his immediate subordinate, his immediate underling, you know, is like, they called up the Smoking, like, I'm going to send you this letter, publish it now. That's some serious public, you know, whacking around right there. Good times. All right, there you go.
She's got to be found dead from an overdose of sleeping pills, like marijuana.
No, it's true. She looks terrible lately. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay Lohan... Remember long ago, like earlier this year, when she looked all hot? Mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan, there was a time. And here's the thing, is when you lose that initial bloom, that initial beauty, it never comes back. Ever. Anna Nicole Smith is a good example of that. Guys know that there was a time, and it's not just age, there was a time when Anna Nicole Smith was flat out gorgeous. She really was, for like a year. But once you just, once the drinking and the boozing and the drugs and the staying up, it just, it's kind of like having a baby. Once you stretch out and tax certain parts of your body, I don't care how much plastic surgery you get, you can always tell. Once the bloom is off that rose, it is impossible to recreate it. And Lindsay Lohan just looks haggard and weird and strange. She's got the huge bags under her eyes. And look, none of us is a saint. And you know, we all have days where we look bad. But Lindsay Lohan, that day is now every day, and it's becoming exponentially worse. She does look like she's dead and just been, like she's been duct taped into a standing position lately. So.
She'd be the envy of Madame Tussaud.
It's true. Well, let's talk about, and just real quick, let's talk about Nicole Richie for a moment. Have you gone to Sarah's blog? And I encourage you to do that now.
I do so every day.
You can either go to sarahxdillon.blogspot.com, or you can go to sarahxdillon.com, and there's a link to there. That picture of Nicole Richie where her arm is all like a withered twig.
Claw hand? Yeah.
You know what she's got? She's got, what's it? She's got Dumbledore arm. You know? Dumbledore, what happened to you, Rob? Nothing, Harry. You know, and then he tucks it back up into his sleeve. I certainly wasn't fighting Death Eaters. You know, and that's totally what Nicole Richie's arm is. It's like a bad piece of Thanksgiving turkey that's been left out in the sun for a good week and a half. Ugh. I encourage you now. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're at work. It is a safe for work picture. I encourage you now to go to Sarah Dillon's blog and look at this picture of Nicole Richie because it's unreal. It really does look like she's one step away from fighting Bruce Campbell on the stone steps of a castle somewhere. It is, in the words of Bruce Campbell, baby, you got real ugly. It's, if I were Lionel Richie, I would be kidnapping her and having her be deprogrammed, former Scientologist style. Because there's something real wrong with that girl. So, all right. Well, should we break? Because we've got Roop, right? Do we know if we have Roop?
You know, I'm not sure. She said that she was going to call back.
Hey, Scotty, do we know if we have Jim Roop or not?
He might be busy counting all the dead cattle in California.
We don't know or we don't have him. I do not have. Okay, so we're not going to have Roop today.
No.
Wow.
Oh, that's too bad.
We do have the low.
What can you do?
Yeah, he's been waiting patiently.
Maybe the low can give us some news. All right. So I'll tell you what. Well, let's break then. We'll break. We'll come back. If you are on hold, please, for Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics, hang on. We're going to do this as soon as we get back. We'll come back with another installment of Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics, pair of tickets to Rockfest 11, happening tomorrow. We got that later on. We will have Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Oh, and I got a hold of the playlist for my brother's wedding. I got a hold of the set list for the band that's going to be performing at my brother's wedding this weekend. And we'll talk about the resolution of the wedding suit as well. Stay there. The Rick Emerson Show continues next on AM 970, Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Trouble is, you are not good enough the way you are. This is your side. I and your senior drill instructor, suck it again. Beat together.
Think this had to happen to me. What a bunch of haters.
The first words and the last words out of your stinking holes will be, sir. Do you get me?
I survived the unpleasantness. I'm telling the truth. Emerson Army, bitches, now put on your boots.
intercom and tell them I said so. Kids in my ass, lame as attempts at radio. I'm 1200 away but still feeling the blast. I thought listening to party pics was a thing of the past. You know it's Sarah X cause my radio's on. I'll be goddamn if I'm waking up at dawn. Tim Riley's news desk lets me know what's up. Coming straight from high at top of the bottom of the coin.
What?
Now we all a little older but the fact remains. We will never get sick of stories about monkeys and brains. So you better all enjoy a good thing while it lasts. And I'm stuck in Vegas pissed downloading the podcast. Good news for all you kids, whether girl or a boy. Rick Emerson's back, a-hole, sit back and enjoy. It's the Emerson, Emerson, Army, Army.
You think I'm funny?
It's the Emerson, Emerson, Army.
Do I make you laugh? Do you think I'm a comedian, son?
It's the Emerson, Emerson, Army.
Sir, yes, sir.
Army. It's the Emerson, Emerson, Army.
Anytime you think I'm being too tough, anytime you think I'm being unfair, anytime you miss your mommy, quit! I wonder if there's a handful of guts in a whole bunch of you.
Fantastic.
Who here thinks they got what it takes?
It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's AM 970 Solid State Radio, 503-733-2970. And you have anything I have to love any song to use? It's Starship Troopers, right?
Yes.
Welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, our good friend, The Low.
What's good, man?
Hey, how are you doing, man? It's good to see you.
Man. So, yeah, it's been a long time.
How long have you been in Vegas?
It'll be 2 years in the end of August, I think.
Oh, we are old. Oh, it's old. So you were, when you went to, were we still on the air?
We were,
when,
I think we were
when
in
you
the old
moved
Fisher
to Vegas?
Building, weren't we?
Yeah, you guys were still there, and I think it was probably 6 months after I left that the madness went down. I just come in, I tune in to the online broadcast, like,
what the hell?
What's going on?
So if you are an old school listener of the Rick Emerson Show, we used to open our show with a program called Radio Gangster, and then when we moved over to the hideous 9 a.m. slot, there was a song called It's Time. And then there's the Emerson Army theme, which is, and you're doing something for the Fuel Guys too, is that true?
Yeah, I'm actually working on that right now. Actually, oddly enough, Dennis is down in Vegas right now. And
you guys are tag teaming or something?
Man, I took that guy to dueling pianos, and you don't want to know, but it's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen. It's awful.
You know, there's certain people that you don't go to Vegas with because you know that it's just as tiring and as wearing and as bad as you feel when you normally come back with Vegas. There's certain people, if you know if you go with them, you're just going to come back in a body bag. And he's one of those guys.
You know, only Dennis's fresh eyes are going to be the only ones that can give you the glory of dueling pianos.
What is dueling pianos?
Dueling pianos is this joint they hold at this new casino down there. It's called the South Coast Casino.
Right.
My girlfriend used to work there, and this is the worst thing ever. For Friday.
We love stories that start that way.
For Thursday, I think it's like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, or just Friday and Saturday, every weekend since December. They got these two guys playing pianos that face each other, singing all manner of pop songs. And until you've seen a bald white guy playing Eminem tunes on a piano, you haven't lived.
Genius. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We got to get Jim Roop here. And then we'll go to the Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics contest. Later on, we'll do Spot the Fake Rap Lyrics with MC Tim Riley. And we'll talk a little bit about your CD here, and we've got Scott Daly coming up. It's all very exciting. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, live from Los Angeles, CNN radio correspondent to the stars from the left coast. It's Jim Roop. How are you, sir?
You're not making that major talent wait for me, are you?
I'm sorry. No. And I feel bad that you were sitting on hold there. You have to understand something, is that we were told this morning, I don't like to place blame. No, I love to place blame. We were told this morning that you were not available. And that you would not be calling us today. And so I have a screen on my computer that tells me who's on what line and who's on hold and how long they've been waiting. And I just had it minimized to the bottom of the screen. I wasn't even looking at it because we had been told you would not be calling us today. So I apologize. I just now realized you were sitting on hold.
Well, no, if I'm goofing up your show, man.
Brother, it's all about you. You're really, this whole show just is, you know, they say that cigarettes are a nicotine delivery device. We are just a Jim Roop delivery mechanism. This whole program exists solely for the purpose of giving you an outlet in Portland. I am merely you are the marshmallows and the Lucky Charms. I'm just the brown stuff that takes up the rest of the bowl, brother.
No, and I just dig listening to the show, man. I was digging the interview. I'm surprised you broke it up.
No, he's right here. He's right here. So we're all, it's all good. We're all in this tiny little closet of a studio.
No, he made the CD.
It continues to be hot where you are, of course. And is it true now that they're, what is it? Are they just like putting people in
warehouses or in gymnasiums or something now in Los Angeles? Is that how bad it's gotten? Is that what the CNN thing said this morning? Jim Roop? Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hi.
I must have lost you there for a second.
I'm sorry. I was just reading the thing this morning. They said the heat is actually, is it so bad down there? Did I read this correctly? That they're just sticking people in, like, warehouses or their gymnasiums or just huge sort of community centers? Is that what's going on down there?
The governor has opened up all the state-owned fairgrounds, about 76 of them across the state, as cooling centers, so people can go in and get some free water. It's weird we should say they get free water.
Yeah.
But they're getting water. Able to escape the heat for a while, and these are open from 5 a.m. to about 8 p.m. Some of the senior centers that they've turned into cooling centers are open 24 hours, so it's just a mess. I mean, more than 100 people are dead here.
Really? I had no idea about that. Now, are these mostly people who are, like, senior citizens or people who are sick? Or, I mean, this isn't just a normal run-of-the-mill people, is it?
No, the most vulnerable in something like this are the very old and the very young.
Right.
But anybody can succumb to the heat. I mean, we see it all the time, especially young people who don't think they have a problem. So they get out there and they'll run their 6 miles or whatever they do in this kind of heat, and they drop off.
It doesn't help that they're all on the drugs. Why can't it just be the French? Well, let me ask you this. Why is it that, I mean, not to make light of this, but in L.A., you have, very savvy, you have 100 people die, and then in France, it's like 10,000 dead from heat. What don't they understand about the shower in France?
They haven't understood that in a long time. You know that.
Zing! Okay.
This is the sexiest thing I think I've ever seen, or at least today. There was a woman on a motorcycle with high heels, and those have to be shorts.
Really?
No! Oh, it's a dress! Oh!
What?
Oh my gosh, it's flying up the back. Oh,
what?
This poor woman.
What? What's happening?
I'm enjoying this.
I have no idea what's going on. You're like the Hindenburg guy.
I apologize. I'm driving, and a motorcycle goes by my passenger side, and it's a woman. She's got high heels on, and what I thought was shorts, but the back of that skirt is flying up behind her head. And her pink undies are showing. And she's just continuing to drive. I got to catch up to her. Making a lane change, lady. There we go. Oh, look at this. This is something else.
This is CNN.
Hello?
I'm...
Oh, gosh.
Is she an attractive?
I'm sorry.
Is she an attractive woman?
I can't tell. She's wearing a helmet.
Well, from the back, I guess they're all attractive.
From the head down, she's looking all right. She doesn't even know. Your dress is flying up. Hey! She doesn't even know. She's not even going to look at me.
You should try to tell her one more. Try to tell her one more time.
I'm just going to ride behind her and make sure nothing happens.
Yeah, yeah. That's mighty Christian of you, Jim.
This is the most amazing thing I have ever seen.
This is like, it is Flash Friday down there, as Tom Likas would say.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. What were you talking about?
Doesn't matter.
The heat.
The heat. But let's talk about the woman's butt in front of you.
I can't believe this lady. Look at her. I wish you could see this.
Do you have a camera? Do you have a camera phone?
No, I don't have a camera.
Oh, that's the real misery here. Hey, while you're stalking, I'm sorry, following this woman whose panties are being exposed on her motorcycle.
This is just that.
Are they just a regular pink, or do they have a pattern on them?
Hang on a second.
Let me get closer to her. Let me run into her.
Check the texture.
No, they seem to be just plain pink.
Well, that's okay. It's all right.
They're about as small as you can get without being a thong.
Really?
Goodness gracious. I'm sweating here. This I've never seen anything like this in my entire life, and I've covered a hell of a lot of stories.
And you're a journalist. You should put this on your demo reel. This right here, this should really go on your air check that you send to Rupert Murdoch when you want a job at Fox.
No, and it's not even a good looking dress.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did you hear about this? Has Mel Gibson, you heard about this? He got busted for DUI.
I did not hear that. No.
I've got this just from the wire. Mel Gibson was arrested by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department early this morning for suspicion of DUI.
Wow, I must have had too much Sacramento wine in his little church.
That's what I said earlier, too much blood of the Savior. That'll get that to you. And Jesus did give them the cup and say, drive now down Mulholland and speed recklessly and with abandon.
Is that where he was, Mulholland?
Yeah, Jesus, who is Eddie Izzard. I don't know. No, he was in Malibu somewhere. So Well, no, Pacific Coast.
This lady continues to drive this motorcycle. The back of her dress is slapping the back of her helmet. And her underwear, look at this. There's like a big line of cars. This is a freeway highway. And we're all in the exact same spot. This lady, this is just nuts. No one wants to get in front of her. She must be wondering, like, why am I the only one under the road?
Well, she must know, like, how she would feel the breeze, you would think, and her buttocks are exposed.
She doesn't care.
Well, there you go. Well, you got to admire that, a certain sort of exhibitionistic flair that she's got there.
Gee whiz.
And you're sure you have no way to take a photo of this?
I don't have any way to take a photo, no.
That's too bad. All right. See, if only we were broadcast live to Los Angeles, we could be urging other drivers to take photographs and send it to...
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Are you directly behind her?
Yes, I am. I'm in the number 2 lane.
You're in the catbird seat, sir.
Yes, I am. I saw her first, man. I saw her first. And I caught up to her first. I thought she was wearing shorts, and then as I was making the lane change, that dress flew up from under. I guess she was sitting on it. And it's now just flapping the back of her helmet.
That's fantastic. What if she's just driving to Montana? Are you just going to stay behind her all the way till you get to Big Fork?
I'm going to have to call my wife and say, I don't know where I'm going to wind up.
Baby, I'm chasing a big story. I'm not going to be home.
This may very well be an omen that I'm going to have a hell of a weekend.
I think so. Or that you're about to have an embarrassing car wreck.
I'm going to back off.
Hey, it's
good point.
So, Jim, you should know that we're in the studio with our good friend, The Low, who's a hip-hop artist and a fan of the Rick Emerson Show. He's recorded some theme songs. Now, is it true that, Low, is it true that Jim Roop, his voice is on one of these songs?
He's on track 3.
Okay, this is true. This is not a radio gag, Jim Roop. Our friend Low here has sampled. He brought in a CD, and he has sampled some bits from our show. And the samples have made it onto his record, and I honestly did not know this by sheer coincidence, he says. One of the segments of the Rick Emerson Show he sampled for his record has you on it. I swear to God, he just told me that. How long ago is this?
I'd say it had to be, a month or two ago. You guys were,
who knew?
You guys were talking about the, the foot fetish.
All right, well, is it clean?
Oh, yeah, it's really short, and it's really clear.
All right,
it just leads into a song.
Jim Roop, I swear to God, this is from The Low, his new album, Headphone Hemoglobin, on Rectangle Records, and this is cut 3. Go ahead and play it, sir. Wait, hold on. Oh, do we have the, do we have it there?
I think so. It's not playing.
Is it not playing, or are we not hearing the audio?
It should be playing.
All right. Well, you got to cue it back up
these
now.
These CD players are such.
You got to cue it back up now. Now it's in. It goes into standby mode.
Are you on the level here?
No, it's. I'm being completely true. You got to take it out and re-cue it though, because it. When you get to the end of that track. No, I'm being completely honest. I knew that he had a CD coming out, and he had asked me. He'd run it by me. He'd said, "Do you mind if I use some samples from your show?" And I'm like, "Hey, hell no, go ahead. You know, whatever. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me." But I did not know that one of them was you talking about a foot fetish. I swear to God, this is absolutely real. See if we can play it here. Okay, here we go.
So you have to understand that anybody who has a fetish is going to want to increase the funk factor.
I think he used that because you used the phrase "increase the funk factor." You are, Jim Roop, you are now, in addition to following a woman whose buttocks are showing, you are now on a hip-hop CD.
What a job.
I'm going to send you a copy of this.
Would you please?
I am. I swear to God, it's right there. I'm holding it in my hand. You are on a record called Headphone Hemoglobin by hip-hop artist The Low. He's based in Las Vegas, used to be based in Portland. I will send you a copy of this CD so you know I'm on the level about this.
Man, that is so cool. Thank you very much. What an honor that is.
Hey, man, as long as you're not offended by foul language.
Yes, as long as...
He hates it all the time.
Yeah, well, he's a man who's following a woman so he can stare at her ass on the highway. All right.
She's getting in the right lane. If she gets off the highway, I'm getting off, too.
Okay. Here's the thing. If you are able to speak with her or get a photo, you have to call us back.
I promise.
All right. Jim Roop, I'm going to let you go so you don't end up in some sort of terrible collision. A collision with love, that is.
Oh, man. Never mind.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Jim Roop, live in Los Angeles. What a show. I'm so glad we didn't book anything else today. Oh, wait. Scott Daly's coming in. We've got 9 contests to do. So, Low, do you want to stick around for Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
And then we'll have Tim do Spot the Fake Hip-Hop Lyrics here in a while. I'm sorry. These people have been on hold for like an hour. All right. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry here. Glenn? Hello, Glenn.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you've been on hold for like a day and a half. How are you today, sir?
I'm great.
Are you ready to try to spot the fake metal lyrics for a pair of tickets to Rockfest?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to perform for you two sets of metal lyrics. One of them is real. One of them was created by the mind of Scotty J. If you can spot the fake lyrics, you will win a pair of tickets to Rockfest 11. I'm sorry, Rockfest 11, which happens tomorrow at Columbia Meadows. Tickets at all Tickets West outlets featuring Alice in Chains, Buck Cherry, Seether, etc. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
All right, one of these sets of lyrics is real. One of these sets of lyrics is fake. Again, just I will do them in a random order. Here we go. Here's a set of lyrics, the first. All right. It came down like rain, pumped into my veins. Hell, from out of nowhere it came. Buried by bullets, thought I'd never go. Buried by bullets, the end of the show. It's the end of the show. All right, there you go. That's the first set. Here's the second set of lyrics. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. You hear the pounding of their hoofs. Like thunder in the sky. This thunder will call you to look high. Quiet, gotta keep it together. He summons now the warriors of the night air to feel the burning touch of Odin and stuff. All right, there you go. The and stuff isn't part of the lyrics. All right, sir, which set of lyrics was fake?
Wow, that's tough. That's really tough. I'm going to say the second one.
No, in your face, Glenn.
Ah.
Yeah, that's how we roll. All right, the first set of lyrics was fake. That song was called Buried by Bullets by Scotty J. You thought it was real. The other song is Warriors of the Night by Wizard, featuring the hit phrase, Feel the Burning Touch of Odin. All right, you sir, have guessed incorrectly. But I, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, he's already gone. He already hung up.
I'm here.
Oh, really? Oh, the screen has just gone all wacky. All right, I'm sorry to hear of your shame, Glenn.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Scotty says that we have something to, Scotty says that we have something to play for you. Did Scotty create is this like a replacement for the Connie Chung? Let me look. Apparently we have something to play when you get this wrong.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, it's a long way to go for a short joke.
Answer. Wrong answer. Survey says... Not there.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't worth it. All right, Glenn, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. You sound so defeated. Let's do one more. Adam, hello.
Hello.
Hi, are you ready to try your hand at spot the fake metal lyrics?
I'm ready.
All right. One of these sets is real, one of these sets is fake.
All right.
Here we go. Here's a set of lyrics, the first. Like a magic wind of doom. Like a firewall of death. Don't look down. This is your test. Are you frightened? Or are you brave? Don't be afraid. It's not your grave. How? All right, there you go. That's the first step. Don't laugh. I practiced this. All right, okay. Here we go. Here's a set of metal lyrics, the second. The dragon, your honor I lied. Bestowed upon the dragon, in darkness I ride. Bludgeon betrayal, our kingdom dismay. Dark Lord's wrath hath lead us astray. All right, there you go. All right, sir, which set of lyrics was real, which was fake?
I think the first one was fake.
No!
No!
No, wrong again.
Oh.
You know, and the worst part is I really do want to give these tickets away, but every time somebody gets it wrong, Scotty does like a little fist bump, like a, yeah!
I had the first one right. I guessed right on the first one.
I'm sorry?
I guessed right on the first one.
How do you mean?
The first guy who played.
Oh, no, yeah, well, see, if only that had been you, and if only that was worth anything.
Exactly.
No, sadly, no. The Wizard, the song you thought was fake, that was the same song. That was actually, we double used one there. That was Wizard Warriors of the Night. And you thought was, the song you thought was real was Scotty J's hit, Bludgeoned Betrayal, featuring such other lines as, Centuries past, doomsday arrive, hell, 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 hell. So there you go. Sorry about that, sir.
All right.
That's okay, there you go.
You know
that's
we need Adam. To actually give these tickets away, right?
Yes. Well, what can you do? It's not my... I can't... You know, what are you going to do? It's not my fault. I can't make Scotty J... You know, he's got too much talent. He's just that good.
Those lyrics are real.
It's true. I mean, really. We ought to just give those to some band in the audience and just have them record them. We got that... What's that band? Green Venom or whatever? That band that listens to us? They ought to just be recording that. All right. Do we have time to do this other contest, or should we break?
Let's break.
Okay, that was like a weird hand gesture that meant nothing.
Like the half.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're here with our good friend Belou in his with your new CD, Headphone Hemoglobin, featuring Jim Roop. You know, some CDs are all like featuring Obi Trice.
I got Jim Roop.
Yeah, featuring Eminem. This featuring Rick Emerson, Tim Riley, Jim Roop. And we'll talk more about this when we get back. What else? And we'll do Spot the Fake Rap Lyrics with Tim Riley. And then later on, Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio will get here. And we'll talk about the wedding suit. Don't let me forget about that, too.
You got it.
Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Come back to zero, take a pill and get well. Underage hell. Underage hell.